Welcome back to JR Morning. Frederick Meyer Gardens in Grand Rapids, bursting with fall color, from the Mums and More exhibition to magical autumn nights featuring glowing pumpkins and live music and family fun. Here's to share what's happening this season is John Vanderhagen. He's director of communications at Meyer Gardens. John is in studio with us this morning. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me out today.
Thanks for coming in. Yeah. Fall at Frederick Meyer Gardens, always pretty special, but this year's lineup seems really to capture the spirit of the season. Talk about what makes this year the Mums and More exhibition stand out from, let's say, past displays.
Yeah. So we're really leaning into that and more this year. We've got expanded Tuesday night programming. So every Tuesday at the gardens throughout the year, not only during autumn, we're open until 9 p.m. So we've added some additional live music, food trucks, some beverages for both kids and adults, just some general fall fun. We've got pumpkin carvers. We've got that glow garden that you talked about. Mm-hmm. So it's really just a beautiful place now as kind of summer is fading away and colors are starting to pop up, especially around West Michigan, but the gardens for sure.
Did the colors take a little longer time this year because of the weather?
Yeah. So it's been so hot that it's kind of a weird fall, but even driving over on Monday night, you know, it's really starting to turn now. Colors are popping and we bring in tens of thousands of chrysanthemums. So even if nature might not be doing her job, we kind of nudge her along a little bit and make sure that there's all sorts of color happening all October during our Mums and More celebration.
All right. So the folks who live around here who want to make it a trip out to Grand Rapids, this is a stop they should definitely make. What do you get when you get your ticket?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, we're just 2 hours away. So it's a very convenient trip. We like to say it's a one tank trip here from the eastern side of the state. You can make it there and back, make a day out of it or make a weekend. But come in, you'll enjoy your ticket. You'll get your ticket and you can enjoy the whole ground. So we've got 158 acres of a world class sculpture collection, several different themed gardens. We've got a beautiful Japanese garden, a farm garden, an English perennial garden. Inside, we have an arid garden, tropical garden. So really all sorts of things to see. You don't need to be an art lover or a gardener to appreciate what we have. It's generally beautiful just to come out and enjoy a couple hours wandering through Meyer Gardens.
And with Halloween coming up, you guys have a pumpkin walk too. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so it's glowing at night. We've engaged with local artists to carve these really intricate pumpkins, as well as just kind of this general glowing atmosphere through an area that we have called the Gwen Frostick Woodland Shade Garden. So it's a beautiful stroll. Again, you've got lights, you've got food, you've got cider. You've got cider with some rum and whiskey for the adults. So make a whole evening out of it, and just some really cool things happening, especially at fall, but year-round at Meyer Gardens.
Wow.
Well, give us the history of Meyer Gardens. How did this start?
Yeah, so we are just exiting our 30th year. People around the state know Meyer grocery stores. Fred Meyer was the founder.
Not Myers, right.
Well, Myers, you know, if you're a local Michigander, it's always Myers. But yeah, so Fred started the Meyer grocery store with his dad, and then Fred really loved sculpture as he was retiring. His wife, Lena, really loved gardening and flowers. So they were approached by a local horticulture society, really just looking for a donation of land and a small monetary donation to get that garden started. Well, they thought about it. Fred was starting to gain some sculptures. They were being stored in a warehouse, which he didn't like. He really wanted a place for his growing sculpture collection to be enjoyed by the public, Lena to have a place where some gardens could be enjoyed by the public. So it was truly their love story, not only of each other, of the community, but of sculpture and gardens that kind of began as an idea and really led to what we are 30 years later. So we've become internationally known. We've been lucky enough to receive USA Today's Top Sculpture Park Award the last 3 years. And we've now served over 16 million guests throughout our 30 years. So it's really grown into a truly not only Michigan gem, but a cultural gem in the Midwest and beyond.
And the kids really love it too, especially the Lena Meyer.
Absolutely, the children's garden. Yeah, yeah. We've got one of the most interactive and largest children's gardens in the country, and it's a great place for kids to kind of run around, enjoy sculpture. We've got a Great Lakes garden, which is a water feature that kind of focuses on the Great Lakes. They can splash around in that. So yeah, lots of great things for kids, for adults, and like I said, you don't need to be an art lover, you don't need to be a nature lover or a horticulturalist. You can just enjoy doing cool things and enjoy kind of a wander through Meyer Gardens. It can take 2 hours, you could take 2 days, depending on how deep you want to get into everything.
And how much are tickets? How do you get them? How do you plan your trip?
Yeah, absolutely. So MeyerGardens.org is a great first stop to plan your trip, get tickets. Tickets start at $22 for adults, but memberships are very affordable and get you benefits all throughout the year. So whether you're looking for a day trip or to come out more regularly, MeyerGardens.org is a great place to start.
And, you know, accessibility and inclusion, you know, really big, too. You got paved trails and tram tours for those who may not want to, you know, walk the full grounds.
Yep.
And so how do they make sure, how do you make sure everyone kind of enjoys that experience?
Absolutely. That's a great question. So that's definitely part of our DNA. That's something that Fred and Lena wanted from the beginning. So we've always, you know, even from our initial design, there are no steps. So you can come in off the parking lot level and get outside and see everything on the same plane. So if you're in a wheelchair or an electric convenience vehicle, if you need some mobility assistance, we've definitely been built around that. But we've just this summer introduced a fleet of all electric trams. So those run about a half an hour loop around the gardens to give you a broad overview. We have electric convenience vehicles available for rent. We have free wheelchairs if you need that. So yeah, just a great place for maybe some older folks who have some mobility challenges to come out and be immersed in nature and sculpture.
And for someone who hasn't, you know, been to the Meyer's Garden in the fall, you know, maybe they're, you know, only come in the summer or the spring. Yeah. Why is this a good time to come now?
Yeah, that's a great question, too. It's just beautiful. It's an explosion of color. We've got Michigan's largest chrysanthemum display, so we're really leaning into fall just with all the elements all around. We've got pumpkins everywhere, gourds everywhere. We've got some 1,000-pound pumpkins coming in. So some great photo stops all along the way, but, you know, fall in Michigan is such a special time as we're kind of exiting the heat of the summer before our long winters. So it's really a great moment to be surrounded and immersed in beauty, including those fall colors and fall plantings that you see all around.
Well, it's a great trip, nice family trip, just a couple of hours away, depending on where you're coming from, and you can have a great time, see the colors, the pumpkins, it all, and it's for everyone. John Vanderhagen, Director of Communications at Meyer Gardens, thanks for coming in and sharing that information with us.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me.
I want to do a quick check-in with Beth Ann. Are you ready for the marathon? Coming up on Sunday.
I'm feeling ready for it. I'm honestly getting to the point where I'm ready for it to be done and over with.
I don't know why we can't hear Beth Ann, but she is running in the marathon, and I thought we could check in with her. As training is going, we have our producer here, and we're proud of her. Can you talk now?
I'm really excited to finally get to it. It's been months that I've been training for this. So now that like the week is here, I'm honestly getting ready for it to be like done and over with at this point.
Are you aware of how far this is that you have to run?
Say that one more time.
Are you aware of how far you have to run?
26.3.
26.3?
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. I thought it was 0.2.
Just to make
it. Should be 0.2. Yeah, you're right. 0.2. Sorry.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
I was like, well, geez, you're going that extra point.
No.
She's got it in her head, an extra point. But that's
all right.
A lot
so the check-in, you're maintaining right now? Or you still have to push?
I'm right now at the point where I'm just maintaining. I got to the point that I want to be at, and now it's just like kind of.
So, like, how much are you running today?
Today, I'm aiming for like 19 today.
No.
Wow.
Sounds so.
19 steps. I'm out of breath. Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, that's our Beth Ann check-in when it comes to the free press marathon.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Of course.
Right. Coming up, it is Name That Tune and your chance to get some tickets for the Tina Turner musical.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
And you can also win. It's WJR's Game Day in the D. Your chance to roar when Detroit hosts New York Sunday, November 23rd at Ford Field. You can win tickets, transportation, courtesy of MetroCars, and $100 to dine at Buddy's Pizza. To enter, download the free WJR mobile app, find the secret keyword, then text it to 800-859-0957. For more information, visit WJR.com.